You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 175. And today, let's talk about the secret to designing and delivering kick-ass group coaching programs. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to expertpreneurs. And what exactly does that mean, right? It's so funny how many people ask me, like, Melanie, what is an expertpreneur? Well, an expertpreneur is someone who is building a business around their expertise. They have figured out a product, a program, a service, something they deliver that helps other people solve a big problem. And one of my favorite ways as an expert to do that is through group coaching programs. Once I learned how to do that, it became my secret weapon to scaling my business, being able to grow my revenue, but also how to really touch more people. And one of my favorite things about group coaching programs is a lot of the big breakthroughs come from the people that you're in the program with. So I'm really excited to bring today's guest to you. Known her for a really long time. She came to one of my very first big live events, and we've stayed in touch ever since. The other thing that I get very excited about with group coaching programs and building your business around your expertise is the revenue potential that's there. And one of the things we have to know how to do, how to build up a muscle, is how to create cash on demand. Whether the economy has tanked or you have an unexpected client who leaves and maybe creates a big hole in your revenue, which happens to the best of us, you've got to know how to create revenue when you need it most. And so I put this tool together. I call it my revenue rush strategies, how to create instant cash when you need it the most. And these are 10 proven, time-tested strategies that I've used in my own business and I've used with my clients to create revenue when I need it the most. And also, some of these we just keep in motion all the time because they'll kick up about 40 to 60% extra cash flow every single month. So you can get your copy at yourrevenuerush.com. It's totally free. It's my gift to you. And what I would love is for you to download it and then tell me which of the strategies did you use and how is it working for you. All right, yourrevenuerush.com. Now let me introduce you to today's guest. If you've ever thought about creating a group coaching program, you want to make sure you listen in today because we're going behind the scenes of what it takes to create, design, and deliver kick-ass coaching programs that people can't wait to join. My guest today is Milana Leshinsky. She's an entrepreneur, a business strategist, and a marketing mentor to coaches, authors, and speakers. She's the founder of the Simplicity Circle, creator of Reoccurring Revenue Revolution, inventor of the Telesummit, the author of Coaching Millions and Simplicity Entrepreneurship, Escape Burnout, Find Flow, and Discover Your Shortest Path to Profits. And she recently launched her brand new software, Group Coaching Genie, which helps you deliver group programs with ease. We all want more of that, right? So this is one of the things I love about Milana is when she's not working on her business, she writes music and she enjoys Latin ballroom dancing. Milana, I gotta tell you, next time we're together in person, we're gonna have to go ballroom dancing. You're gonna have to like show me your stuff and I want a lesson.
Yeah, let's absolutely. I love it.
I couldn't have more left feet when it comes to Latin ballroom dancing.
You know, that's what I used to think until I called the local dance studio asking for hip hop lessons. And they said, well, we don't do hip hop, but would you be interested in salsa? And I said, I think that's kind of fast. So yes, that's how I started.
That's on our to-do list. I gave my hubby a gift of some ballroom dancing. So hopefully we'll be taking that to fruition this year. I'm excited to talk with you about coaching. You're like someone who's been around this industry probably as long as I have, and you've reinvented yourself several times lately, and now you've landed in the space of helping people design and deliver coaching programs. And so I'm just a little curious, would you mind sharing a little bit about why you landed here from all the other things you've done that were so amazing over the years?
Well, actually, what's interesting, Melanie, is that all I've been doing for the last 20 years is designing and delivering group coaching programs. I mean, that's what I've been doing for many years. And for years, I've been piecemealing my programs. You know, I would find a way to deliver a piece here and a piece there. I would use different tools and solutions and the Dropbox and Google Drive and my email and spreadsheets and all kinds of email solutions. And it just became a little too much lately because as I was about to deliver a group coaching program that I had just delivered 6 months before, I realized that I'm just reinventing the wheel every single time. And I decided that I want to build my own solution, my own perfect little program platform that allows me to deliver really powerful group coaching programs. And I call the group coaching genie, your wish is my command. You know, with the genie, with the magic genie theme. But the idea is that you want to create a phenomenal client experience. And I don't know if you've ever been in programs, Melanie, where somebody works really hard to get you into their program, but then when you are in, you kind of feel uncared for, ignored, dismissed, unimportant, and not nurtured. And you don't get results. You don't get the results that you were promised because you disconnect and disengage from the program. And so I've had that experience quite a few times, and I really wanted to see if I can change that. And with this new platform, what I've been able to do is build in the nine triggers or the nine pillars of highly effective group coaching programs. I'm happy to share what they are, but there are certain things that you must deliver in any group coaching program in order for it to be successful. And so now the next time I'm about to deliver a group program, I don't panic. I just go to my group coaching genie account and I click start.
That does make it simple. And yes, since you're the founder of Simplicity Circle, and I know that's been a big part of your journey, of course you would find yourself evolving into simplifying one of the most stressful and complicated things that I think online business owners find themselves doing. And that is they literally make their programs not profitable and way too stressful because they are going through all of these steps for the 25th time. Like, it's like literally recreating the wheel. So I'm excited to like pull back the curtains a little bit and talk more about it.
I really feel like a lot of people could be offering group coaching programs, but they are intimidated by what that might mean in terms of technology, in terms of like logistics and how much time it might take for them to create it. And what Group Coaching Genie does is really allows you to build those high value things right into the program. For example, one of the biggest things that clients want from group coaching programs is they want to feel seen and heard. They don't like to feel invisible or abandoned, right? They also don't like to feel overwhelmed. And if you are just doing the fire hose thing on your clients, too much information, too fast, not enough time to consume or implement, you're gonna end up with a refund request very quickly. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of other things, you know, people really like the sense of community. I don't know if you've ever been in programs where nobody really knows each other. And because they don't know each other, nobody really cares about what everyone else in the group is doing. And that is such a lack of sense of community that people can't emotionally connect to everybody else, to you, the coach, and to the material as a result of that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And it's also when you are in a group program with other people, it is very easy for you to get distracted by other programs and to lose focus. Because, you know, sometimes I'll get a client and I'll work with them on something 1 week, and we set goals and we create that focus container for them. And then next week they come in and say, I went to this event and I bought this program. And I go, oh boy, you know, they're now into something different and they forgot that they set these other goals. And so it's very important to create a tight container for your clients in the group because of how easy it is to get distracted and start paying attention to what else is out there. Hmm. And when you're in a group program and you're using specifically Group Coaching Genie platform, it allows people to stay connected to each other, to their material, to support one another right in that container that it allows you to create.
Hmm. Oh, you got me intrigued. Yeah. You know, before we dig into some of these pillars, which I definitely want to do, yes, I want to take a step back for a minute and I want to set a context for how group coaching programs allow us to leverage our expertise, our authority, maybe even our great work in the world. Because I, you know, some people may not be as familiar with this concept as we are. How does that work? Let's just kind of unpack that a little bit.
Well, there are many different ways and reasons that allow group coaching to become one of the biggest accelerators of your business. Whether you are a coach or an expert in any topic, the idea of delivering group coaching or group training programs is very powerful. First of all, you can help more clients and make more money in less time. And I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but that is actually what happens. You're able to deliver your expertise to more clients. And in that 1 hour that you are delivering it, you're actually making not $100 an hour, not $200. You might make $5,000 an hour because it's a group, right? So that it's extremely scalable. The other thing that happens when you deliver group programs is you get to stand out in your niche. A lot of experts and coaches out there do not have coaching programs. When you do, you're basically announcing to your niche and to the world that you are an expert. You have developed a process or a method, and here it is. You're delivering it, and people can take advantage of it, right? It also makes coaching more accessible because we know that coaching can be expensive one-on-one. And when people love you and they want to work with you, there is nothing better that they can hear. It's like, or you can work with me in my group coaching program, and it's only this much. So it's a lot lighter financially on them. And I also find that when you do create a coaching program and you do work with groups, you actually have a lot more fun in your business and you build a much more higher impact business versus one-on-one coaching exclusively. So there's a lot of all of these great benefits to doing group coaching programs. And Melanie, I don't know if we need to define what a group coaching program is.
Might as well, just to bring everybody up to the same, you know, space.
Yeah, so first of all, as I'm working with a lot of people who are now using Group Coaching Genie, I can tell you that there is no two group coaching programs that look the same. I was actually very surprised. I thought there's only maybe one way to deliver a group coaching program. No, there are many different ways that people create their programs. Some people, so this is the most classical version of a group coaching program, is where there's a weekly training module, or you can call it a lesson, weekly lesson. And then there's also a weekly live group coaching call where everybody in the group gets together and you coach them and you facilitate the conversations between group members and so on. So content, weekly content and weekly group calls. But there are also other things that people do. For example, there's homework that you can give your clients. Many coaches like the idea of having their clients to journal. So actually, there is a client journal feature in Group Coaching Genie because I realized how important it was for your clients, for you to be able to get clients to journal. There is an opportunity for accountability and weekly check-ins. You can find out very quickly how your clients are doing, what they're struggling with, where they're getting stuck, who has dropped the ball, who might be thinking of asking for a refund and withdrawing from the program. So all of these things are important to you as a coach, but essentially it's It's a weekly group live coaching call with some content and a very specific outcome typically that people are signing up for. I've also noticed that some coaches do ongoing coaching programs. They're also called open enrollment or evergreen enrollment programs that don't really have a set curriculum, and they just go on and on and on and on, and the coach shares content as they believe the clients need to receive it. So many different types of coaching programs, I would say, out there.
Yeah, and I think I've had both over the years. I don't know if you know this, but my first group coaching program I launched in 2004. So I did a set context, you know, start, stop. And then I've done the other as well. Those are more my masterminds. But I think group coaching program is probably the single greatest reason that I went from like stuck and like couldn't get past $1,000 a month to being able to generate a multiple six and then seven figure business. So I think group coaching is one of those strategies that often people overlook because they don't see how to apply their particular trade or body of work, but it is such a powerful opportunity for growth. I'm so glad we're talking about this today.
It is, absolutely. And you know, when you and I started, I think we did start at about the same time. I delivered my very first coaching program back in 2004, I want to say. Mm-hmm. You know, that was 16 years ago or so. And things have changed significantly. Like, people do enroll in group coaching programs, but they now see it a little differently. I talk about the future coaching programs. And what I'm seeing is that there's a lot higher awareness because more people understand the benefits of coaching. So it's easier to sell compared to 15, 20 years ago when you had to explain that, no, you're not coaching baseball, and coaching versus consulting, you had to explain that. So you don't have to do that anymore today as much. And at the same time, because of that, there's also a lot higher competition. You know, even though many coaches like to say they don't have competition, we all know that when somebody's looking for a coach, they are aware that there are thousands of coaches to choose from. And, you know, my daughter just signed up for coach training. I'm thinking, okay, a 20-year-old life coach, I can see that. The millennials are signing up for, you know, becoming life coaches, and they want to inspire their thinking in terms of motivating and inspiring other people. So, and there are thousands of coaching programs you can join, right? And because of that, clients actually want more. And I don't mean that they want more content or information. They actually are looking for more results. And clients are smart. They know that in order to get results, they need to get more attention, more feedback, more support, more connection, more human connection. They are not okay, you know, being invisible, just sitting in the background receiving content every week. They don't want a do-it-yourself program or just a course. They want a real human connection, and they want to feel progress. And when they don't get that, guess what? They get overwhelmed, they fall behind, they quit the program, and then they ask for a refund. And you may have had this experience either as a coach or as a client or both, but that's kind of what is happening right now because of higher awareness and higher competition. Clients are savvier, and they just want more out of whatever program they are signing up for.
Totally agree. I am really, I'm kind of intrigued what your nine pillars are. I know we don't have like the space to go through all of them in detail, but maybe we could just quickly hit the high notes and talk about a couple that really are instrumental in being able to design, as you call it, a kick-ass coaching program. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can, you know, there, each one starts with A. What I'll do is I quickly give you all nine, and then I'll focus on a couple of them just to clarify each a couple of a little deeper. So they are affinity, access, accountability, action, attention, achievement, acknowledgement, awareness, and authenticity. So there are nine A's. They're all important. These are the nine things you need to deliver in your group coaching program in order for you to get really great results and really great feedback from clients. and for clients to feel really good about being in the program with you. And so let me talk about specifically, I'm going to talk about access as one of them. So it's very easy to procrastinate and feel overwhelmed when you are in a coaching program. That's why you want to make sure that it's very easy for clients to have instant access to everything in the coaching program that you have created, the training modules, the conference links, the call schedule, homework notes, everything they need to easily consume that what you created for them, and also access to you, the coach, and access to other group members, all in one place. What I notice is when you piecemeal a program, many times you'll have multiple logins, multiple places to get the recordings, to get replays, to connect with people here and there. So it's a little fragmented, and that actually starts draining on you emotionally and physically, but also on the client, because they need to figure out, where do I find what I need to find? So access, easy access is super important. And then another one I'll talk about is attention. I mentioned that earlier. Clients need to be seen and heard in order to succeed in the program. If they feel invisible, they're more likely to disconnect and disengage from the program. So they need to know that you see them, that you see and you care about their progress and their challenges, and that you are reading their stuff between the calls. And that's something that is difficult to do when you have a large group, but it's actually a lot easier than you think if you have the right system. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to prepare for any live coaching call by simply looking at what people are sharing in their weekly check-ins inside Group Coaching Genie. And you know, the cool thing about Group Coaching Genie is that the whole platform has all these 9 things built into it, because this is what I've experienced as a coach of almost 20 years and as a client on the receiving end of coaching, that makes people experience results, success, satisfaction, and ultimately raving testimonials.
So okay. I heard access and attention, and those two pillars being really instrumental in terms of creating, what I'm hearing is like creating a program that really does deliver an experience as well as the value that's attached to the results.
Absolutely. Experience and the value. I like how you put it, because when you can deliver these 9 things in your program becomes super valuable. But you know what else? It becomes very easy to market, because you can speak to all of these things. You know, I always say, when you join my groups, you're not going to be invisible. You're not going to be just, hiding or being ignored. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to see what you're working on. Using different language, whatever works for you. I let people know that I'm going to take care of them. Once you are with me in my program, I see you. I hear you. I care about your success and your results. By the way, not every coach does.
So, yes,
you know,
exactly.
I know it's not important to every single coach. Or maybe I should say it's not important to every trainer, because coaches typically do. But when I talk to trainers, they focus very much on giving the information, but not necessarily supporting their clients. And so it's really for people who do care about mm-hmm. their clients. And the results and their reputation as a coach, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think you're hitting into something I feel very passionate about, and it's really understanding like what kind of mentor you do need. Like trainers are different from consultants, and consultants are different from mentors, and mentors are different from coaches, and everybody has a unique skill set that helps them do what they do. So you just have to know what you need, right?
Exactly. You need to know what is important to you. And if client results are not the number one priority for you, and there's no judgment, you feel the way you feel. You know, everybody has a different personality. I personally love training. I do care about results, but you know what? Even when a client doesn't get the results that I want them to get their own results. They get something out of the program that I may not even planned for them to get out of it. Maybe they just wanted to have some hand-holding. Maybe they just wanted to feel like part of a group of like-minded people. What we believe clients want to, want as results may not necessarily be what they are looking for. That's okay. That's totally okay.
Yeah, I totally agree. And sometimes I think one of my guests at one point had this great saying, we helicopter coach, right? Like a helicopter mom, where we like over obsess about them. And I think the key is like having systems and structures, like sounds like group coaching Jeannie does, that allow you to deliver the best experience possible and stay connected while letting people kind of have their own experience. Like the people need to have their own relationship to their experience so they can see what their patterns are.
Right, right. And you know, one of the 9 pillars was authenticity, and authenticity is true for you know, for everyone. It's the you being authentic with your group and you creating the culture of trust and confidentiality, so people feel connected to each other. They are comfortable sharing their challenges. They're comfortable being vulnerable. So it goes the same for you. As a coach, you need to be yourself. And because you have your own strengths and you just need to bring them to the table as a coach, and people will appreciate that.
Mm, I agree. So I'm having this question surface that I'm imagining our listener who's tuning in and they're so excited about what they're hearing. And then maybe there's this little voice that goes off in their head, and it's then they say to themselves, well, I did create a kick-ass coaching program, but it didn't do anything. It didn't ever do what I wanted. What do you think that person might be missing in terms of your 9 pillars? Mm-hmm. And I know we're kind of like taking a swipe out in the world, but I think there's some chronic problems that people have with the creating and then delivering something that they can sell well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to actually, this is really cool that I can just look at my 9 pillars and answer that, those, you know, that question for you. Pillar number 1 is affinity. Pillar number 6 is achievement. Those are the two that are typically missing when you are marketing your coaching group and people are not signing up. So let me talk about those two, right? So affinity, it means that you're creating a group coaching program that will attract a group of people with shared goals and experiences. Shared goals and experiences. People really want to connect with each other. They value each other's experiences. They want to be surrounded with other like-minded people. This is why having a niche is so important. I want to be in a group of people who understand me, who can relate to me, who won't judge me, who will value my experiences, and I will value their experiences. And we have similar shared goals. So that's affinity. And that is important because when you're marketing, people are asking who else is, I don't know if you've ever had the experience. I always get asked who else is going to be in the group with me. And I just tell them it's going to be, you know, such and such group of people and say, oh yeah, this, you know, I can totally see I'm going to enjoy being in this group. So affinity is important. And then number 6 was, achievement. So what I mean by that is that sometimes I see coaches will create a very open-ended group coaching program where it's just, you know, goal setting or let's plan your year. And these are great things to talk about, but in order for clients to really see themselves succeed, your group program needs to have a very specific focus, because that way then they can experience visible progress and measurable learning. Visible progress and measurable learning, that's how they see that they're moving forward. So if you're marketing to a very specific outcome, it's going to work a lot better than if you're just marketing the idea of coaching in general or being in a group of people in general or, you know, planning your life or business in general, right? So achievement basically means that they need to see that they're moving forward, that participating in your program, watching the training modules, participating in the coaching calls, doing the exercises will get them closer to the specific result that they want to achieve. So those two, I feel, will be very important to the success of your marketing and filling this program. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you really hit a key concept here, and that is the affinity and the achievement. If they're missing, you can have the best program in the world. You can be in love with what you're doing and know you have great experiences, but people buy solutions to problems. So if you're not clear what your problem is you're solving in the niche and in the result, it's so easy for people to go, that's nice, and just keep walking by or keep scrolling by if they're online.
Yeah. And one thing that we haven't really talked about, Melanie, is that even though we always hear that group coaching is the best way to leverage your time and give you more freedom, delivering a great group coaching experience can actually take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So I teach that as the biggest myth of group coaching, that a group coaching program does not take less time. It really doesn't. It seems simple enough, you know, just get on Zoom, coach people, send them a few lessons. But there are a lot of moving parts to setting up a group coaching program. And that's why you need a good system that allows you to not only deliver your group coaching programs to 3 people or 5 people, but 25, right? I remember I had a little conversation, almost like an argument with somebody over dinner. You and I both know this person. And I was saying, yeah, to grow your coaching business, you just need to do more marketing. And he was shaking his head and saying, no, you need better systems. So that was a few years ago, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. Now I see what he was talking about, that if you don't have a system that allows you to increase your capacity to handle more clients, you will not grow your business because your mindset will be in a different place. And I know you know that because you used to have a program. I attended one of your programs that taught just that.
Yeah. I feel like this is a mic drop moment, Milana. Yes. Like literally, like this is the linchpin, if you will. This is the where we bottleneck ourselves so much. It's like we think I just need to do more. I need to market more. I need to sell more. No, you need to have the systems that'll basically the infrastructure that allows you to scale.
It allows you to scale. It allows you to scale because you can automate all of the admin and all of the manual tasks that you're currently doing. It allows you to work with your clients. Handle a group of any size in a way that doesn't burn you out. And of course, it should make you look like a pro without all the pieces here and there where clients just don't even know where to find all the stuff and how to ask for help and what everybody else is doing. So, I mean, that is the whole purpose of Group Coaching Genie, because the motto, the slogan is Group Programs Made Easy. It's the only platform that I know designed specifically to help you organize and streamline your group coaching program. So I personally find it life-saving right now for all of my group programs.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want simple. When it feels simple, it's easier to say yes to expanding something. You know, yeah. Milana, I'm sure, you know, if someone is ready to take this, you know, to a whole new level, they know like, okay, yes, I need a system. I need infrastructure. How can they find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah. So first of all, you're welcome to visit my website at groupcoachinggenie.com. Genie like the magic lamp genie. I'm more than happy to offer a gift just for your audience, for your listeners. Melanie, should I do it right now? Is that okay?
I think that would be fantastic.
Awesome. So if you would like to experience Group Coaching Genie and really have, you know, time and space to play with it and to see how amazingly simple it is, I would like to offer a 3-month gift subscription for your audience. All you need to do is go to groupcoachinggenie.com/gift. And that will get you the 3-month gift subscription so you can start creating your own programs, groups, modules. And I will say it's so simple that I actually showed my virtual assistant how to use it. We spent about 30 minutes on Zoom. I was just showing her around for the very first time. 30 minutes later, she turned around and started training my users on how to use it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew that my system is super simple. For people, it's really great for people who don't want the technology to slow them down. Because I know I don't. I like to do things and I like to be in control of my content and my programs, but I don't want to learn complex systems. And so that's that's why it's a really cool tool for you.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I'm a big fan of like delegate as much as you can, but at the we still need to understand what technology we're using and how to jump in there when we need to, because we are the owners of our business. Oh, thank you so much. So groupcoachinggenie.com/gift opens you up to 90 days, totally free subscription to Group Coaching Genie. So this is a huge win. And an opportunity for you to really like take things to the next level and get that infrastructure in place. And thank you for that great gift. You know, Milana, I love kind of going behind the scenes a little bit more with my guests, especially when it's someone I've known for as long as I've known you. Mm-hmm. And I've seen your pivots and your, you know, like you've literally dominated and been majorly influential. You've navigated through different, you know, evolutions of you and your gifts in this world. What do you think is the boldest thing you did along the way that allowed you to land in this aligned, authentic, and new venture that you're so passionate about?
What a great question, and very timely for me, because I had just recently started the journey on Group Coaching Genie last year. I think the boldest thing that I've done is walked away from a million-dollar company that didn't align with my life. It gave me anxiety and panic attacks towards the end of my business partnership. And so somebody else might look at it and say, wow, she walked away from a 7-figure company. We were like at the peak of our growth. And I just said, no thanks. And I walked away. And that allowed me to reevaluate, to spend a couple of years really searching and just realigning myself, especially when you work with a partner. What happens is you start leaning into your partner's work style, personality, desires, dreams, goals. And it depends on people, you know. I found myself losing myself and kind of forgetting what I wanted out of business and out of life. And so I will say that partnership is not for everyone.
Yes, there's a very specific personality that thrives in partnership.
Yes, yes. And walking away, saying no to something that seemed absolutely incredible, fantastic, lucrative, has opened up an opportunity for me to start something maybe smaller, especially at the beginning, but something that I'm so in love with, something that I wake up and I smile and I can't wait to get to do this. And I'm excited about pretty much every single activity I do right now in my business compared to, you know, 3 years ago when I walked away from that company. I remember waking up one day and not wanting to get out of bed, Melanie, like literally just feeling so incredibly heavy emotionally and physically, just not wanting to do anything. Mm-hmm. And it took my friend to point out, where's the Milana that we know and love? Where is she? So I wasn't really aware that I changed until my friend pointed it out to me. So that was my boldest move, leaving $1 million on the table.
I applaud your courage. I really do. Thank you. I've had my own journey with something that was wildly successful, you know, but not feeling aligned, imploding. For me, it imploded. And I have to say that, you know, it, in my own opinion, and it sounds like what you're saying, and everybody I've talked to over the years who've had 7-figure, 8-figure businesses fall apart on them, it literally, like, if it's not aligned and it's not in your genius, life's too short to be stuck in it. So thanks for being an influential guide for those of us that are stuck in something that isn't serving us, and knowing that, hey, if you're brave enough to walk away, something even more magical can have space to reveal itself to you.
Definitely. And wherever you are in your journey right now, there's a reason why you're there. I'm not too metaphysical. I'm not too much into woo-woo, but I will say that every single step of the way of my journey has led me to creating Group Coaching Genie. Back when I was a classical musician from the Ukraine, struggling to learn computer programming and then starting my business and learning how to do marketing and building my marketing skill set and then getting into coaching and learning how to be a good coach and how to start group coaching programs. All of these pieces, the technical, the marketing, the coaching, the product development, they have collided for me into this one beautiful platform that I just dreamed one day and created. I think Steve Jobs said that you can't connect the dots forward. You can only connect them backwards by looking back and seeing, oh yeah, that's why I needed that computer programming major in my college. That's why I needed to learn the marketing and become a coach so I could create this. So, yeah.
Yes, well said. Thank you. Thanks again. I think it's a very powerful business lesson to know we can release something that is no longer serving us and something even more aligned can reveal. I really do. Milana, you've just really inspired me. I'm super excited to dig a little bit deeper into what you're doing with Group Coaching Genie and go check it out. Take advantage of your gift. I hope as you're listening in, if you're delivering group coaching programs and you're looking for a better infrastructure or you're considering it and you want to get started the right way with a great foundation, take advantage of Milana's very generous gift at groupcoachinggenie.com/gift to get a 90-day gift subscription. So Milana, I can't wait to have our paths cross again in the very near future. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the interview and I hope that people have learned a few nuggets to help them design and deliver great group coaching programs.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing, when you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.